I didn't kick it, I swear. It wasn't me. But welcome to Mount Olive. I'm glad to see you guys here. Happy to be with you worshiping our Lord this morning. And that's what we're here for. We're here to worship our God together. And so it is a joy to be with you all. If you are a guest, I don't know if we have any, but if you are, you can fill out the card. It's in the pew in front of you. And then I'd be happy to pray with you or talk with you or do whatever. Like I tell everybody, I'm not going to use it to stalk anybody. It's just to get more information on you, reach out if you want to be reached out to. Otherwise, I don't know it. But if you want to make a decision or you want to talk more, you can fill that out or you can talk to me after the service. You don't have to do it right there on the spot. But I am glad to be worshiping our Lord together with you this morning. And we do have a couple announcements before I turn it over to John for our scripture reading. But today, right after the service, is going to be a VBS meeting here. So meet here up front, meet Noble up here, and we'll have a VBS meeting about VBS, if you didn't know. But it's Vacation Bible School, so we'll have that meeting here after the service, and there will also be a praise team practice tonight at 5 o'clock, and that is open for anybody that wants to be a part of that praise team. It's not like a closed group, so if you want to be a part of the praise team, then come on out and be a part of it. And so that's tonight at 5 o'clock, and then tomorrow we are having the associational meeting at 6 o'clock is when it's all starting, and it's starting at Shepherd's Flock Church in Sanford. And so I know we're trying to figure out the bus rides for everybody to get there, but we'll figure that all out. And then, we'll do what we can there. But we'll let you know more details about that as it comes. And then other than that, if you need the cards, the messenger cards, let me know. I have them up here. Otherwise, I'll just give them to you tomorrow evening and we'll be good to go. So Noble, yes, I see your hand, sir. Yeah. You have to run now, though.
Hello, everyone. After church service, so if you can meet me down here, we should have the registration up online for Vacation Bible School this week. As soon as it gets sorted out with the website, it's already finished, but if you are intending to come to VBS, please pre-register online on our website, Mount Olive Baptist Church. And just as a reminder, VBS will be June 24th, Monday, June 24th, for that week, from Monday to Friday. Another thing, too, is coming up this Saturday, we're going to be out on the church farm working on some projects. And I've asked several of you, like, individually if you can come and help, and I've gotten a positive response for this Saturday at 9 a.m. But if any more people can come and help on the church farm this Saturday at 9 a.m., that's right down the road, right south of here, we'll be doing some different projects. If you personally have a power washer or know somebody who does, that would be a valuable asset to the project as well. And thanks. Mr. Marshall?
Well, a power washer has to be like its own unit. There's no water, there's no power. Well, there's power anyway, so it has to be a whole unit in and of itself. So.
That's right. Sounds good.
Okay, other than that, I'll have just one more announcement I forgot about. But Miss Diane Santa, for those of you that do not know, she passed away earlier this week. And so the services for her will be tomorrow. The viewing is at 3 o'clock, greeting the family, and then at 4 o'clock will be the actual service. And I'm drawing a blank on the name of the home. Richard Thompson and Graham. So if you're able to go to that, it'd be great to be able to support the family and pray for them and let them know of our church's love for them. So if you have time to go to that, it'd be great to show the family some love and support. So just keep that on your radars. But other than that, I think that's all for the announcements. Mr. John, if you'd come up and lead us in scripture reading.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Our call to worship this morning is on page 479 in the Pew Bible, if you want to take a moment to turn to that with me. We'll be reading this morning from Psalm 63, 1 through 4. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you, so I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands.
Our first praise hymn today is going to be Rescue the Perishing. We're going to sing the first, third, and fourth verses. Please stand and join us.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, cords that are broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it, strength for thy labor the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently wend him, tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
Sounded good this morning. You may be seated.
As we join God in prayer this morning, there are a few names that have been brought to my attention. I'll mention my mom, who is up in Hillsborough this morning in the hospital. Her blood level, oxygen was low, and there, as far as we know, that's really all that's going on. She's had a bad cold and cough, and she's not been able to heal over the past few weeks. So be in prayer for her. Of course, Diane Santa's family with her death. Matthew Johnson, who's a fellow from Silk Hope, I believe, in his 40s, I think Suzanne said, been diagnosed with colon cancer, and he's having surgery this week. So he and his family need our prayers for sure. Ruth Ann Jones, she has the norovirus, apparently, and she got really weak and passed out Wednesday night and just ended up at the hospital, and she's at home in recovery. And so doing better, but certainly is weak and needs our prayers, and sore from, I think, falling, right? Are there other needs this morning that you guys know about specifically? Okay, so Sonny Jones, Becca's dad, right, yeah, so Isaac's father-in-law. So he'd be in prayer for his heart and recovery there. Noble? Thank you, Noble. So again, Noble's uncle, Bruce Murphy, we've been praying for a while for him. He's, I think, came to the Lord a few months back. Is that right, Noble?
I believe he came a long way.
Right. Still praying for his being saved, and then again a rare condition that he's being treated for. Okay, anyone else this morning? All right, well, let's turn to the Lord in our prayers. Lord, you are fully aware of all the needs that we have in the congregation. You're fully aware of what our needs are personally that we've not spoken of. Lord, we need you. We praise you. We love you. We know that you love us. Lord, just please be with my mom as she recovers. Be with Diane Santos' family as they heal from her death. Matthew Johnson in particular, who's having surgery this week for colon cancer. Continue to be with Ruth Ann Jones, Lord, from healing from this virus. And in particular, Sonny Jones with a surgery coming up this week. Also, just Bruce Murphy, Lord, just be with Noble's uncle. And Lord, just open the doors to let him know that you love him, that you're his child, and that he was created for a purpose that you are fully aware of. Lord, we just pray for all the folks in this community. We just praise you, Lord, for all the great things that are happening in this community. We just continue to ask for you to give us wisdom and knowing how to talk to people, to share Christ, to reach out to our neighbors and folks around us at work and around us in our homes, just to let them know and show your love in a world that is desperate and in desperate need for that. Lord, we praise you and we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our next song is a little obscure number you may not have heard of. Please stand and join as we sing Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still, though I'm very weak and ill. From his shining throne on high comes to watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
This is a song about Christ and having him and how our life is different before and after we have Jesus. If this song, if the chorus of this song is true for you, I ask that you would also sing it out when we get there. And you're welcome to sing throughout the whole as well.
I once was lost in darkest night, yet thought I knew the way. The sin that promised joy in life had led me to the grave. I had no hope that you would own a rebel to your And if you had not loved me first, I would refuse you still. But as I ran my hellbound race, indifferent to the cost, you looked upon my helpless state and led me to the cross. And I beheld God's love display. You suffered in my place. You bore the wrath reserved for me. Now all I know is grace. Hallelujah. All I have is Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is my life. Hallelujah. All I have is Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is my life. Now, Lord, I would be yours alone and live so all might see the strength to follow your commands could never come from me. Oh, Father, use my ransom life in any way you choose, and let my song forever be my only boast is you. Hallelujah, all I have is Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus is my life. Hallelujah, all I have is Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus is my life. Hallelujah. All I have is Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is my life.